On her first day in office, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered a pause in federal funding from the Justice Department for sanctuary cities, pending a review for any agreements in violation of law. Sanctuary laws limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement and bar them from using local resources to detain or identify individuals based on immigration status. To protect the American people from the effects of unlawful mass migration, President Trump has prioritized securing our nation's border and enforcing federal immigration laws, a memo from Bondi's office states. In furtherance of that objective, the Department of Justice will ensure that, consistent with law, sanctuary jurisdictions do not receive access to federal funds from the department. The U.S. Department of Justice provides various federal funds to American cities to help support law enforcement, community safety, and justice system improvements. Despite receiving the federal funds, cities such as New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles have sanctuary policies in place. President Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's mass deportation plans are underway with a focus first on arresting criminal undocumented migrants. Homan said U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will carry out raids in sanctuary. Cities and states and federal agents will enforce immigration law, whether the sanctuary jurisdictions comply with federal orders or not. It's unclear if Bondi's memo signals a larger effort to use financial pressure to push states and cities into supporting Trump's mass deportation goals. Bondi also directed the DOJ to coordinate with the Department of Homeland Security to completely eliminate cartels.